Blog Talk Radio.
Dominique Wilkins, who's going to talk to us today about her inspirational books that deal with so many aspects of a person's life. It can go for as well as Christians, as non-Christians, because everybody suffers with some of these problems and issues. So we're going to go to her right now. Welcome, Dominique.
Hey, Janet. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, well, we're so pleased to have you on. You know, I've been looking into your books, you know, when I knew that you agreed to be on the show, and I just love the collections that you have. But first off, maybe you could tell the audience a little bit about yourself.
Sure, definitely. Well, first of all, I'm a published author of, and I write short stories in the urban Christian fiction genre. So my stories are geared for people who've been hurt, who feel like they've even been broken at different points. So they're all short stories geared to different parts of our life, not an entire life you won't get in the book, but there's different portions because every time in our journey, we face different things and we need to deal with them case by case. So each book is dealing with each of those issues case by case. And so I do it because people, I think a lot of times our problems come because we think we're alone. And we think that nobody understands or that it can't be gotten through, this is the end of the world. But I think that once you get to the point where you realize this is not alone, I mean, that you're not alone, and that people, tons of people in front of you have done that same thing, gotten through it, survived, then at that point you're like, hey, I can do it. So that's why I write, to let them know, like, hey, stick with it. You can do it. This is nothing.
Well, that answered my second question. I was just going to ask, how did you get interested in writing books to help others? And I think you just told it, because it's good for people to realize that they're not alone, that other people have gone through similar situations and problems. Okay. What was the first book that you ever wrote?
Well, initially, I wrote Mother-in-Law Guilty of Murder, and it was initially a full novel. And it turned out to be, it was a good read. It had a lot of ups and downs, roller coasters and all that good stuff. But since then, I have grown, and I've looked back at that book, and I said, there is no message in here. It's entertaining, yes, but what am I giving back to people? If I'm not giving anything back, I'm adding to the smut and negativity. So I pulled that book since then, and I plan on re-releasing it because I believe that a lot of people have mother-in-law issues that need to be addressed, but not in a toxic approach.
Boy, that's very, very powerful right there. Okay, was it difficult writing that first book, you know, about your mother-in-law, you know, the problems that, you know, in that area?
No way, because at that time, even though I knew better, it just seemed so much easier to just throw somebody under the bus. So when you're throwing somebody on the bus, that ride is easy. It's hard. It's easy to play the blame game and tell people, like, hey, bad guy, bad guy, bad guy. But when you grow and you realize that that bad guy had a lot of help from you for throwing that kerosene on that fire, you know, then things change. So, no, at the time, it flowed. But now looking back, it's harder for me to re-release it because I want to make sure that I'm not giving off the wrong message. I'm not, because like I said, that is a very, very touchy issue. So I don't want to mislead, misdirect, or add to any more confusion, because there's a lot of marriages that are failing, and it has a lot to do with setting boundaries and in-laws and so forth. So I want to be able to shed a positive light on it, because I have had experiences and I have talk to other people, and I feel like I can't contribute on a young person's level, on a I've been there, I'm not there, but check this out, try this now.
Well, you know, I was reading the one called The Marriage Mayhem, talking about, you know, how the marriage is different from the beginning and the ups and downs that you go through. You know, I thought that was very, you know, I was looking at your collection, just let me say, I was looking at all of them. You know, and I just, you have so many books, Dominique, that really deal with so many things that people are going through, like the Born to Be Better collection. I really like that one, you know, How to Be a Better You, you know, and then the Fighting Forgiveness collection, Learn How to Forgive, the Realm of Regret, the Super Strong collection, the Selfish Syndrome collection, and the Priority Problems and the Marriage Mayhem. These are all books that are so beneficial that could help so many people that I just think that the Lord is really using you in that area, and I think it's just beautiful. I think it's just beautiful.
Yes, He is. You said the right words. He is using me, and that's when I talk to people and I go out, I don't go out to sell books. I go out to hug people, reach people, and minister to them because I believe that that is my purpose. I believe that God used me to get through my storms and to be able to talk to different people and communicate and say, hey, you know what? I have a purpose for everybody, and you're going to be my big mouth child. You're going to be my publicist. So that's who I am. I'm his publicist. So I hit the streets. And I publicize the good news, you know, and I tell people from a place where they may be able to recognize, because a lot of people are ashamed to admit the wrong that they've done. But I'm here to tell you, I have absolutely no problem telling you about all the foolishness, the wrong I've done, because I am not that person. And those things that I've done have allowed me to understand how to be a better person and how to rectify and stop someone else who may have maybe going down the wrong path. So I definitely have no problem telling somebody. I would tell them anything. Anything you want to know about me, there is no page in my diary that I will not share if I believe that it will help you. Now, if you want to gossip, then that's none of your business.
Well, I really, you know, like I said, your books are just so, you know, and I really like this one, The Fighting Forgiveness, because so many people don't know how to forgive. And, you know, so that's one that really interests me, you know, about how to learn and how to forgive, you know, especially when they go through things and you're hurt by people or circumstances or you're disappointed in people and, you know, and you hold grudges. My mother used to always tell me, she said, when you don't forgive, you know, she said, God says forgive, so, you know, because he has forgiven you. But she also said, when you don't forgive, she said, you're the one that's hurt. She said, because the other person say that they don't know that they have hurt you in any way and you go on and harbor that, they go on with their life. And you're just still harboring that and thinking on it and feeding on it. And the more you feed on it, it gets worse. So forgiveness is very important. I you know, I really like that one. Well, now, maybe you can tell me, what are you currently working on, Dominique?
Well, you know what, again, because like I said, every day I am truly growing. Every day I'm reading my Bible. I've got this iDisciple app that I'm just truly addicted to. I can't wake up without listening to a scripture or my daily devotional.
Mm-hmm.
And because I'm going through this transition, now I've got 13 heroes from the Born to Be Better collection.
Mm-hmm.
I've got 13 heroes, which is 13 of the Bible stories that are retold in today's world. So you can actually see Joseph and his brother's story played out in the streets of Chicago. You can actually see, like, that really is the same concept. You know, you can see Noah's Ark. We've retold that story in 2013. So that book came out last year. And so now Lovey and I are teaming up to do a sequel to that. So we're doing 14 heroes, which I love because of the fact that when you go back and you look at those books, not when I say they're in that day's world, so the language that and the things that were popular in 2013 is what you're reading about. So this year when you read the 13 heroes, you're going to read about last year's news. It might be the shooting in Connecticut. You know, you might read that stuff. Whatever was current in 2013 is in that book. Now this year we're going to do 2014, so we're going to do 14 heroes. So when you read this book, it's going to be things that are current for this year. So if we keep that going, 15, 16, 17, that's the central theme for those books. Not only are we letting the young people know that the stories in the Bible are not old, they are still alive, and you can still get your messages from them because we're still doing those same things that have been told millions of years ago. But also we're doing it in a way to make it fun so you can see that there is a really – there's a time connection to it as well. So I'm actually in the process of doing 14 heroes, And I'm also working, I'm doing two projects at the same time. I'm doing another collaboration. There was a She's Out I'm In book, 7 Solutions to Relationship Issues.
Mm-hmm.
We're also, that was for relationships. We're going
okay.
to actually do a series of She's Out I'm In Solutions to Other Scenarios, not just relationships. We're going to do teen issues, a book specifically for teens, specifically for the workplace, specifically for the church folks. So we're going to actually have different books, 7 problems, and address each of those. And then Tennille, who I'm collaborating with, she's
mm-hmm.
an award-winning author in the
self-help. Yeah, Tennille Jackson,
drama.
Right?
So Tennille Jackson, yes, ma'am.
Yes, I know her.
So
I haven't got to her yet. Yes.
Well,
you know,
awesome.
It's so great that your stories, you know, that the two of you are writing, you know, things from the Bible, but you with a modern day take to show that, as it says in Ecclesiastic, nothing's new. It's all been done before.
Yeah.
And that way you're showing the kids, you know, the teenagers and this stuff, that the Bible is relevant today as it was a long time ago.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
I think I think that's just beautiful. I really do. I just think that's just beautiful. And I don't even have to ask you some of these questions because you're explaining where you got all, you know, your ideas and stuff from. And your audience is right now is mainly geared for, like, the young teens, or is it could be geared for anyone? Well, I think your collections can be geared for anyone. But the ones that you're working on now, like 2014 mm-hmm. heroes and stuff like that, would that be more prevalent for the younger teens?
Yes and no. Yes, because it sounds like that's who needed. No, because in today's world, there's no, I don't want to say nobody, but just because you're older doesn't mean that you are mature. You know, there
That's
are
right.
people in their 50s, their late 40s that are still going through, and they have not yet turned their life over to Christ and asked him to use me in the way that I'm supposed to be. So they are still conflicted. So these are things that everybody needs because the Bible has no age. There is no
That's
age
right.
limit on it. So
That's
we're
right.
trying to reach everyone that the news is talking to and talking about and reporting on. We want to
mm-hmm.
reach all of those people and combat all of the negativity with a positive spin to let people know that this does not have to be you. This is not what God planned for you. We were not meant to lose. Don't believe
That's right.
that. The devil's a liar.
That's right. We are winners. We're meant to win. Yeah. Well,
yes,
I just
ma'am.
Think your collections are just, you know, just, you know, just fantastic. When I looked at your site and saw all the books, you know, and I went and looked them up and I read what they were about, and I thought, now this is, you know, they were just so relevant for today that I said, this is, you know, things that, you know, people go to psychologists and everything and psychiatrists and nothing's wrong with that, but these are dealing with the same problems but showing God's take on it and
yes,
telling
ma'am.
Them how they can get
yes,
through
ma'am.
These problems. Because, you know, I've always said, you know, you can go to a psychologist and a psychiatrist, but you can't take them home with you. But you can take these books home, and they lead you to the Bible and verses of Scripture that can help you. And
yes,
I just
ma'am.
Think
yes,
that, that is just such a so great, you know, for something like that,
Thank
that
you.
That you have the collection like that. And I also saw on your site that you are available for speaking engagements.
Yes, ma'am,
you know,
again, like I said, my mission is to reach people. If the books aren't working, if you need to talk to me, you need to feel me and look me in my eye to see if what I'm saying is real, I have no problem with that. Whatever it takes. You know, I hug people all the time because people need a hug. Some people don't get hugs
That's
at
right.
home.
That's
know?
Right.
So I do that, whatever it takes, because, Janet, I promise you, every day the good Lord rewards me. Rewards me for something. One good deed I do, he rewards me with 10 more. So there, it's addictive.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
I can't stop trying to do his work.
Amen.
Because that is, you know, that is the James 2:24. You know, I tell people all the time, you know, that is my mantra. This is my work. This is the way I demonstrate my faith. It's not just about reading it. It's about whatever it takes. I want to, if I have to talk slang to get the message across, whatever
mm-hmm.
it is. I am going to do it. Use me because I want you to think that it can't. It's not impossible. You know, you
That's
don't
right.
have to be a holy roller in the church, have the three-piece suit. I want you to know
mm-hmm.
that somebody who looks like you, who came, I grew up from the south side of Chicago in the Inglewood area.
Mm-hmm.
I
okay.
am not that person that they portray in the news on the Inglewood area. I've
mm-hmm.
been married for over 12 years. I have 2 beautiful children. I don't have a slew of baby daddies. I don't have men running. I am not that statistic, and no one has to be. Just because you born there doesn't mean that you have to stay there.
Well, that's what God is trying to show people, that he can take a life and he can transform it and change it. And that's what he wants to show the world, is that he has a plan for their life, and his plan is good and not of evil. And that just because you're one place doesn't mean you have to stay there. That God can prosper you and use you, and that's what he wants. He wants people that he can use that are not, you know, ashamed to go out and say, you know, I love the Lord, you know, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, and I've been through this, you know, I may have lived this type of life, but, you know, God transformed me, and he can transform you into something beautiful, too. I just think that's just marvelous. Now, do you have a website that people can, you know, contact you at?
Yes, ma'am. For everything, anything that you want to know about me, I try to make sure that even if I'm not selling it directly, I can still link you to Amazon if you go to my website, which is it's authordwilkinsgoodbooks.com. So for your good books, you want to go to author, the letter D, last name is spelled W-I-L-K-I-N-S, goodbooks.com.
Okay, that's great, because I'm sure people, you know, I'm opening the line to callers, too, if they want to call in and ask you anything. The call-in number is 323-642-1589, because I think the message that you are trying to give, you and Tenille, to the young people and through the collections that you have is what the world needs to hear. You know, there's so many people, you know, there's in the world today, Dominique, there's so much anger. You know, there's so much anger, you know, because, you know, the world is just, you know, it's not the way, well, it's a fallen world, you know, it's a broken world. And so things are not going the way God wanted them to go. But God has servants, and he's using servants in this last time to speak with people and to show them that it's not too late, that, you know, the world makes you think that, you know, well, like over in India, they have the caste system, and if you're born in one class, you can never get out of it. You know, but God can take a person out of everything. But like in India, if you're born poor, 100% of the time, that's the way you're going to stay. You know, they don't move up in India. They have a caste system, they call it. And if whatever caste you're born in, that's where you stay. But now with God, God can work in that too, because God can move anybody up that is willing to relinquish their control of their life and give their life to him and say, Lord, take me, use me. And that's what he has definitely done with you in these books. He's shown, you know, and like you say, you're not ashamed to tell people where you came from, what you've been through. And it's just it's a testimony to, you know, God's mighty power in a person's life, you know, once they relinquish, you know, their control and let him use it. He can make anything out of anybody. And it's always good.
Yes.
And it always brings him praise and honor and glory. I'm just so happy that I've had a chance to talk with you, because like I said, I didn't know anything about your books. Because with this program, I've been, you know, looking for Christian authors that, you know, have, you know, messages that will reach the public. And when I came across yours, just going through, and I looked at all those books, and I said, I think my favorite one, the Born to Be Better collection, because I think, you know, I'm always thinking, Lord, make me better than what I am now, you know, because I went through a lot of things myself, too, and God brought me through a lot, but I'm always saying, Lord, I want to be better, you know, I always tell the Lord, this is my desire. David was a man after your own heart. I said, I want to be the woman after your own heart, and I said, not just me. I said, I'm not selfish like that. I said, there's so many women that want to be the woman after your own heart. And I said, that's what you want. You want us to love you and honor you and cherish you and just say, Lord, have your way with me. And that's what he's done with you in these books, Dominique. He has had his way with you, and it's just so wonderful to see books that can really help people. And I think they should really, you know, check out your books. So I'm going to tell them, your books are on Amazon, and they can go on Amazon and put in the name of the books, or just put in your name, Dominique Wilkins, or put in the name of the collection, because I just put in the names. It came up with the Born to Be Better collection, the Fighting Forgiveness collection, the Realm of Regret collection, the Super Strong collection, the Selfish Syndrome collection, the Priority Problems, and the Marriage Mayhem. I think they should go to Amazon and find the one that is dealing with the problem that they're having right now. You know, like I said, a lot of people have trouble, you know, with forgiveness, and some people, they just, you know, they regret their whole life. They just have so many regrets.
Of
things, you know, and you get to that point, you can't hang on to regret. You've got to let go. You know, like Paul said, forgetting those things which are behind, you can't change them. So you have to forget them and give them to the Lord and go on. And that comes to me under the regret thing. And then the super strong, I think we all need to learn to be strong in this world with the problems that we deal with and go through. And that strength comes from the Lord. So I think that's, you know, and then about priorities, you know, placing your priorities and loyalties in the wrong places. I like that one because a lot of people do that and you end up not only hurting yourself but other people. And sometimes, like you said, it can cause death. If you get mixed up in the wrong thing, your priorities are wrong. So, you know, I just think that this collection is just a marvelous collection. And I'm just telling everybody, go to Amazon.com and put in your name, Dominique, that's Dominique Wilkins, Wilkins. And if your books will come up, or, you know, I gave some of them names, you know, and when they play the archives and hear it, they can get some of the names again. But I think it's well worth their time and effort, because your books make, you know, show people how to live an empowering and, you know, purposeful life. And that's what we need. We need purpose in life. And, you know, there's so many things that are going on, so many problems, and your books deal with so much of that, that can help you to live a powerful and purposeful life. And I think that's just really wonderful. I really do.
Yes,
now,
ma'am.
Is there anything else that you would like to say to the public?
Yes, ma'am. First of all, I want to thank you so much for having me on your platform to be able to share my message, because I definitely want people to not fear picking up a good book. And my books are all short stories so that you will not be deterred from actually getting your message. So it's not like time is going to set in, the devil's going to say, I never finished it. In 30 pages, you would have finished a good book. And some of my, quite a few of my titles at this point are available in audio. So if you want to go to iTunes, Audible, you can download them there and listen to them while you're working out.
So they can get that name again? Where the audio books are?
It's on iTunes.
Oh,
and audible.com.
Okay. Okay. Well, I didn't know that, so I'll have to check that out. Okay, that's good, because then you can hear it, you know. Well, some people like hearing things, you know, and some like read. That way they have a choice. And that's a very nice thing to have audible, too. Because I know I listen to a lot of audio books sometimes myself, and, you know, sometimes I'll just lay down, you know, and just relax, and I'll just hear it. And other times I just feel like, you know, picking up a book and reading it. So that's good to have a choice. I think that's very well. I'm just so happy that you were able to come on, and I'm sure that you reached, you know, many people with the message, you know, because your books are out there, and they just need to find them. A lot of times people are searching for things to help them, you know, and someone might be listening to this, and they've been praying for, you know, about certain problems, and they hear these collections, and they'll say, well, you know, that sounds like something I need to read. Well, then that's God speaking to them. You have to learn to listen to the voice of the Lord. Sometimes things will just come up, and you know, you'll say, well, I was just thinking about that. And so now you know where to find it. You know, you're on Amazon, and plus you're on Facebook, and then you have your Audibles on iTunes. You know, so they can, there's so many ways that they can reach in and, like, you know, let God speak to them. Because God does speak to us, and because he definitely spoke to me when I looked up some of your books. I said, okay. You know, I was thinking about, you know, some people that I know, you know, that need this. I can tell you some people right now who need the Born to Be Better collection. You know, and like I said, I myself always wanted to be better for the Lord. But I think you're doing a fantastic job. And I just wish you the best of luck in your books. And you and Tennille, I'm going to have to get with her. I haven't got with her yet. But I just want, I want the world to see that we have Christian people that love the Lord, that can write fantastic stories, that deal with things of today, and that are, you know, clean and, you know, purposeful, and that can lead them to the Lord and let them realize that God can help them. You know, that the world offers a lot, but all that the world offers, you know, it's like fool's gold. And that we don't need. We get enough of that. We don't need that. We need things that are going to help us. And the only one that can really help us is God, and God uses, you know, he uses people. And so I can definitely say, Dominique, he's used you in these books. They are just so marvelous. And I'm just so glad
that you came on
with me today. So I was just going to say, if anybody wants to call in, we have about 5 more minutes. But if not, I'm just going to thank you. And if there's anything else that you want to say, please feel free to say it before we, you know, go off.
Well, yeah, I mean, again, I really appreciate you having me here because I want people to know that with my books, a lot of times when you're hurting, you go get that, you know how you go put the music in your CD when you're crying, oh, I'm going down, you
yeah,
know,
yeah.
It's the same concept, because whatever you're feeling, you want to submerge yourself into that. So my books are the same
right.
thing. If you feel like you're going down, then pick up this book. And this is just 40 pages where you can see someone else did it, and you can take a look. Throughout all of my books, there are scriptures intermingled in there. So that way you can see what the Bible has to say about abuse. This person was abused here. This
mm-hmm.
person was raped here. Let's see
mm-hmm.
what the scripture says about that. And if
That's
you
right.
want to go to further reading, you can research those scriptures for your own particular need. So
That's
there's
right.
more reading if you want to. So, but at the same time, some people are not ready to delve into the Bible just yet. I do have a personal message at the end. There's encouraging messages, and at the end,
mm-hmm.
all my books are helplines. So if you're going through something, I list
mm-hmm.
whatever it is that this situation is, what helpline you can call to talk to someone. If you need some assistance, if your child has ADHD, if you're going through abuse, if you need housing. So I have
mm-hmm.
all of those universal helplines. So my books, there is still a fictional read. It's still entertaining. It's
mm-hmm.
educational. It is what you want it to be. If you lead it, it's there.
Well, I think you're doing a fantastic job, and I wish you the best of luck. And I may have you on again sometime and so you can tell the world about your 2014 heroes. But until then, Dominique, I wish you the best, and thank you so much for being on my program, and God bless you.
Thank you, Jen, and bless you, too.
Okay, bye-bye now. Well, we want to thank Dominique for being on. She was such a fantastic author to hear all that she's doing. It's just wonderful. And so I just want to thank her, and I just want to tell everyone to take a chance. If you're having problems, pick up some of her books or go to Amazon and look them up and just let the Lord speak to you, because there's so many avenues of help. And that's what God wants to do. He's using people to reach out to help other people. So we just want to close right now. And as I always do when I get ready to close, I always say, continue to write. And whatever you write, let it be to the glory of God.